The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You're very welcome back to The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. And yes, you can probably hear it. Once again, we keep managing to do this. Once again, we've escaped the confines of our makeshift studio. And once again, we've escaped to eat something. I mean, there's a theme emerging here. We keep getting out to try the culinary delights of different places we have been. When we were in Austin a couple of days ago, it was all barbecue and brisket. That is what everybody told us to do. We were in Terry Black's. We got a great time. Of course, when you come to this part of the world, when you are in New England, in Massachusetts, when you are in Boston, it is seafood. Seafood is the focus. So where better than Legal Seafoods at Harbourside? This is just one of their locations. And Matt King is with me. He is president and COO of the business. Matt, it is an absolute pleasure. Thanks a million for joining us and inviting us down here. So, I mean, when I say seafood, what seafood in particular? What seafood and what dishes are synonymous with this part of the world?
So I think, you know, when you think about New England, we're sitting here and you look out the window and you can see actually the traditional, these piers out here.
I thought you were going to say the traditional Irish weather, because yeah, I think it does look
a bit like a good Irish day. It's a nice soft day, as my wife would say.
Soft day.
But, you know, these piers that are out here is really where the fishing industry in Boston kind of started, right? And there's still a lot of fishing trawlers that come in here. And our local catch here is a lot of ground fish, right? So we catch haddock and pollock, a little bit of cod that's kind of moved farther north. There's not as much cod these days. We catch squid. There's, you know, scallops that are caught more New Bedford, Cape Cod area. But a lot of that is still coming in here. So for us, you know, every bit of haddock and pollock that we sell comes in and is landed right next door to this restaurant.
So freshness, key certainly to what ends up on the plate here. I mean, the background of the business as well is an interesting one. You know, I was trying to work out where the legal name came from. It's a bit incongruous, you know, when you don't know it.
It is. I mean, and it came originally when the Berkowitz family founded it, you know, and the kind of legal tender stamp, right, for the market to be able to come in and get food. So that's really transitioned into the name of the restaurant. And our, you know, the catchphrase of if it isn't fresh, it isn't legal.
And so tell me, I mean, is the kind of clientele, is it local, is it tourist, is it kind of traveling business, is it all of the above, everybody's welcome?
I mean, definitely everybody's welcome. And as you said, we have a lot of locations, right? So the clientele in each location is slightly different. As you go further out of the city into the suburbs, it's a lot of local clientele, a lot of regulars, people that come and see us all the time. And then as you get into, you know, here at Legal Harbourside and Long Wharf over by the aquarium, we get a huge amount of tourist business. We get a lot of convention goers that are in town. You know, the Boston Convention Center is just up the road from here. So it is a real mix.
I don't know. I don't know how many kilometers of coastline there is in the States. I mean, is there 7,000 to 10,000 maybe? I mean, what's special about the products that you guys put together here in terms of that catch?
So we use a lot of local New England catch, you know, cold waters. I mean, you think about New England, we're synonymous with oysters, with clams, with lobsters, with haddock. Like, there's a lot of great natural resource here. So we really try to use as much as what's local as we can. And then obviously, you know, there's other fish that come from all around the globe. You know, tuna travels around looking for, you know, what it needs to eat. So, you know, so does swordfish. So we're always kind of following the globe where the best tuna is, where the best swordfish is, and those things are coming from everywhere.
So, I mean, when people come here, if they have no real experience of legals, or maybe they have no great experience of seafood, we're not all blessed to live close enough to a coastline, particularly visitors, you know, overseas tourists that might come to Boston and people from further inland the United States. What's your recommendation?
Well, you have to start off and try the award-winning clam chowder, right? Like, it's been served at presidential inaugurations. It's amazing. So you have to start off with that. Other than that, probably one of our number one selling items is a lobster roll, right?
It's the famous kind of buttery lobster roll.
They're amazing, right? And it's a very traditional New England item, probably the item we sell the most of, outside of clam chowder.
Really? The buttery lobster roll, people love it.
People love it. You can get it either traditional style with a little bit of mayo and some celery and scallions, or you get it hot with butter.
So listen, the place, people can probably hear a bit of a buzz, and I should, like, it's, I mean, it's just kind of a midweek afternoon, and it's fairly early in the afternoon. There's still a good kind of turnover of people here, which gives you a sense of how popular somewhere like this is. Obviously, in the summer, numbers probably through the roof. And I'm sure you probably get, like, Irish kids in and J1s looking for work as well.
We have about 20 Irish kids coming over on J1s this year between location and the Long Wharf location.
Oh, wow. Okay, so they're well taken care of. You've got your own connection with Ireland.
I do. I'm married to a nice Irish woman from County Tyrone.
Yeah. And you worked for a time there.
I did. I spent a year at Castle Leslie as the chef there.
Yeah. And when you look out down at this kind of steel grey skies, cold weather, kind of slightly sideways rain, it must bring you right back.
It reminds me of summer in Ireland.
Listen, Matt, it's been an absolute pleasure, and thanks a million for kind of talking to us about the business, making the sales pitch so well as well for the clam chowder and the buttery lobster roll as well, and we wish you continued success.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, Matt King is the COO and president of Legal Seafood here. This is the Harbourside location. What we're going to do is we're going to take a very quick ad break. And much like Terry Black's Barbecue, myself and Jess are going to dig in to some of the seafood, those classics, the clam chowder and the buttery lobster roll. And I can tell you, Jess Kelly is wildly, wildly excited about eating seafood. Don't go anywhere. You're very welcome back to the Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cudahy with you until 7 o'clock. We are still here at Legal Seafood in Harbourside in Boston and South Boston. Jess, how is, you should see Jess's face. How is the clam chowder going, Jess? Jess wanted chicken nuggets and chips here, I should say. Well, how's it going?
Like, okay, I don't know what I'm eating. It's like, you know when you're a kid and you go to a Lucky Dip? You don't know what it is. So it's like a bowl of soup, but it's lumpy soup. And Nemo and all his friends are inside, and you have to juggle and try and distinguish which one is Nemo, which one is Dory, and God knows what else.
Hey, go on, have a little spoon of it there now. Look, get a little lump of Nemo.
Don't call it a lump.
Get a little lump of Nemo there. I'd say that is his hindquarters that you're digging into there. Absolutely. It's great, Jess. Slowly? No. Okay. I think we're going to need a chicken nuggets and chips here. I think we desperately need a chicken nuggets and chips at this table. Jess, I'm going to eat your clam chowder. I think Jess might become acclimatized to it the more she's still grimacing at it. She's still grimacing, but I'll tell you what I have. I've got my lovely buttery lobster roll, and I'm just going to eat a bit of that. Mm. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That is delicious. A New England buttery lobster roll. Cannot be bet. I'm going to keep eating this, and we are going to be back with you after 6 o'clock. Jess is going to be on firmer ground after 6 o'clock. She's going to be talking about technology, of all things. Yes, you guessed it.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.